Can you give me a brief outline of what NEPAD is, according to the Gretchen government, what they're trying to push at the G8?
Well, it's a partnership plan with the West, mainly. Right. Yeah. It's not a continental plan. It's meant to develop growth.
Right.
And what we are here for is to say that, and to denounce the fact that it was made without any popular consultation whatsoever. It was drafted by leaders that are just starting their government. They look for credibility and want a lot of money to build their own infrastructure. The infrastructure are not necessarily meant to fulfill basic needs. They're here to help de-aging the African resources. So we are saying that we want to have a home-based continental plan. We want to have more partnership with the South-South partnership. We want to have more self-reliant Pan-Africanist development. We want the cancellation of the debt. We want to address the international dimension of conflict. We want the G8 to stop multinational from pillaging the continent, to make sure that they address international law on arms, and to repatriate the flows of capital that are hidden in Western countries.
Why do you think Mr. Gretchen is pushing this initiative? Why is he so enthusiastic about it?
I'm sure he must have good reasons, but the issue is that the world is not led by the G8. The world is led by global corporation transnationals. They do have interest in this. Maybe they want to be reassured in terms of where their invest is going to be. But once they have the investment, they will certainly do the job. If you look carefully, 50% of what is actually exploited in terms of minerals in Africa is done by Canadian companies. And that is exploration to exploitation of minerals. So far, it's in the interest of Canada to have such a plan. And I guess he's going to be remembered as the one who did it.
Right. Which companies are in Africa?
Various companies. I said 200 of them, actually. Barricks, Talisman, such companies.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.